Extended on-call hours are encouraged. The hours of operation shall be conspicuously posted, and then you'll meet the insurance requirements in their appendix.
That sounds like real minimum standard, probably all we need to have.
Yep. But, you know, there are airports that address this, and, you know, I'm asking, you know, what do you want?
Yes.
I don't know. One thing, understand that Part 135 operators are going to operate, they're going to pick up passengers here, they're going to drop off passengers here. This is a public use airport, and any commercial operator can pick up passengers and drop off passengers. You know, they can range and meet them at the terminal. NetJet does it every day.
Yep.
Everybody else does it every day. The difference is whether or not they can be based here.
Yeah, that's right.
And if they can be based here, is one we'll look at. What did that say, 1,000 foot?
1,000 contiguous square feet.
Say construct or lease?
Construct or lease.
Construct or lease 1,000 square foot. That ain't much.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. It's pretty minimum, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it gets into, you know, gee, we got Jeff's flying service here, and, you know, when you show up to the airplane, and, you know, just hope that, you know, the building's open, and, you know, that you got someplace to sit, that the pilots that are there for the day aren't taking up the crew lounge, and, you know, the restaurant's not having a party. But,
you know, 135 operation is serious business, and you're not going to get many people coming in that are not serious about making an investment in an operation here. But my biggest concern here, I guess, is if you don't have any minimum standards, that somebody could come in legally, set up operations out of his car or something, and then you get, you know, people disgruntled because the guy's not here when he's supposed to be and didn't meet him, and I can just see the bad press on that and the bad public relations for the airport.
Say, why don't you guys fix this? Or why aren't you ready?
Exactly.
But they would
that's
have
the worst
to,
case
they would
scenario,
have to come for approval based on that what Jeff read. But I would say, you know, without standards, you're approved. Do whatever you want, and, you know, that's what would happen.
That working that we have today, I don't know that I agree with. Has to be open 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Whatever.
Because people that rent, just say it's a King Air. Jeff's Flying Service is a King Air. People that rent a King Air is not going to come here, knock on the door, and say, hey, by the way, I want to rent your plane tomorrow. Mm-hmm. At best, they're going to get on the internet or they're going to make a phone call, and that's it. Because people that can afford that kind of pampering are looking to save time, and they don't want to sit here and try to, you know, they're not going to use the means of going to the door, knocking on the door, and saying, hey, I want to rent your aircraft. They're going to call or they're going to email, and that's it. I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock. Please be ready to leave at 5 o'clock.
Does that start off with to base an operation at Yellowstone?
All these are.
It has to be a based operation.
Right, that's what we're talking about. All the minimum standards apply to just based operations.
Okay. I think if we put it in like that, it sounds good.
Can you read that again?
Well, why don't we, because we haven't really had a chance to read this, why don't you distribute this and give us a chance to comment on it?
Well, and I just read that just because there are places that make these standards, and I really need to know what you think the standards for here should be versus, you know, for Yellowstone. I'm just using that as an example, you know, because we have our own unique terminal building here in ramp area, parking area. You know, what level of service should we require as a minimum if somebody wanted to start a charter business here?
Yeah, I don't want to, me personally, I don't want to stifle somebody from being able to run an operation here versus somebody that flies in. You know, there's that Mike Juliet that flies in at King Air.
Well, that would exclude anybody that does that if you put based here.
Right, but we're telling people
do that.
But the people that want to be based here now have to put an additional investment in with people and buildings and services versus the guy that flies in from.
Well, I don't think they'd even come here and want to do that unless it showed a good business return on it.
Right. So I just don't want to chase away any economic opportunities. So.
Yep. They keep flying from wherever they're flying from until it looked like it was a business opportunity to do something better here.
Is it acceptable then to operate out of the lobby in the terminal building?
No, that's county property. So if somebody's sitting there with a billboard, you know, we'll fly for food.
Okay, where are they going to operate out of?
With the